What separates champions from everyone else isn't talent. It's how they respond when life delivers its hardest blows. Consider a moment that would break most people. A player's leg snapping so violently that bone pierces through skin. Teammates collapsing in shock and tears. A championship dream seemingly shattered in an instant. Yet from that horror emerged something extraordinary. The injured player, Kevin Ware, looked up from the court and said five words that would define a championship. Just win the game, coach. This wasn't manufactured toughness or empty bravado. It was the culmination of a philosophy built on a simple but profound idea. You can only control today. Not yesterday's failures, not tomorrow's fears, just today. This approach transformed a college basketball program, but its implications reach far beyond sports. In our age of constant distraction, crushing pressure, and paralyzing uncertainty, the one-day contract philosophy offers something rare, a practical roadmap for navigating chaos while maintaining your humanity. The most important contract isn't the one with the biggest salary or longest term. It's the one you make with yourself every single day. This concept emerged from a conversation with Wall Street brokers who noted they don't have multi-year contracts. They're only as good as their last trade. Every day, they must prove their worth again. Success is a terrible teacher. Early victories create a dangerous illusion of invincibility. You don't learn humility from success. You learn it from spectacular public failure. Taking over the Boston Celtics with the biggest contract in coaching history should have been a crowning achievement. Instead, it became an education in what happens when ego replaces effort. The pattern repeats everywhere. 60% of NBA players go broke within 5 years of retirement because they mistake temporary success for permanent genius. True humility isn't about thinking less of yourself, it's about thinking of yourself less. It means sharing credit, surrounding yourself with talented people, and understanding your limitations. For 30 years, the message has been consistent. Telling the truth makes problems part of your past, while lies make them part of your future. This became devastatingly personal during an extortion ordeal following a moral failure. Nothing was harder than telling the truth to family. Knowing the immense pain caused to people you love magnifies your own suffering exponentially. Look at others cut down by scandal. Elliot Spitzer, Bobby Petrino, Anthony Weiner. They didn't tell the truth initially, compounding their problems exponentially. Whatever the consequences, you must get through them, knowing difficult times will eventually become past rather than future. Racehorses wear blinders to run faster without distractions. Humans need the same. When you're in season, seeking a job, facing crisis, dealing with trauma, you need a between-the-lines mindset. Between those lines, there's focus or failure. Nothing in between. The coach who hid in a garage to get attention, the walk-on player whose persistence earned a championship ring, focused people don't just send resumes and wait. They research obsessively, get their foot in the door however possible, and showcase undeniable passion. The real enemy of focus isn't external noise, it's success itself. Tiger Woods' legendary concentration made him the greatest golfer alive, but his inability to handle that success derailed everything. After achieving greatness, people delegate more, take time off, abandon what brought success. Focus requires deliberate architecture. Schedule every minute based on priorities, maintain physical health, a tired body produces a scattered mind, and take strategic breaks. Research shows our best work comes in 90-minute to 2-hour segments. Focus differs from obsession. The obsessed burn out. The focused endure. Procrastination may be the most dangerous habit keeping people from their desired lives. A person on a one-day contract cannot afford delay. When you have an idea, act immediately. Carry note cards to capture thoughts before they fade. Even Leonardo da Vinci died regretting that procrastination prevented his work from reaching its potential. People today fold in life like it's poker, dropping out of school and quitting jobs at alarming rates. This tendency to give up at the first sign of adversity contradicts any successful culture. Most people can't read a single chapter without checking their phones. Technology has rewired our brains to reject sustained attention. The average worker wastes over 2 hours daily on non-work activities. Vermont state employees wasted 57 full-time positions weekly through web browsing. SEC officials accessed pornography during the financial crisis. Social media promises connection but delivers distraction, encouraging self-promotion that kills humility. The greatest coaches, John Wooden, Vince Lombardi, Mike Krzyzewski, Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, don't tweet. They recognize it as distraction. Today's youth text eloquently but stumble through face-to-face interactions. Studies confirm heavy internet users develop less gray matter for thinking. Nicholas Carr explains that the internet seizes our attention only to scatter it. Neuroscientist Michael Mrzenich says we're training our brains to pay attention to the crap. The solution isn't abandoning technology, it's controlling it. Track your time wasted online. During critical seasons, ban yourself from social media. One team posted its highest ever GPA while winning a national championship under this policy. Technology can be a powerful tool, but only if you wield it rather than letting it wield you. Pressure isn't something to avoid. It's the crucible that reveals your true character. After a devastating 5-overtime loss as the number one seed, the goal became audacious. Go undefeated to a national championship. Billie Jean King captured it perfectly. Pressure is a privilege and one that should never be taken lightly. Kevin Ware's horrific injury during the regional final could have ended everything. His bone broke through his shin, causing teammates to cry and become physically ill. But Kevin transformed from shock to strength, repeatedly insisting, "I'll be fine, coach, just win the game." A teammate knelt beside him, took his hand, and prayed, bringing calm that proved life-changing. This previously sullen young man became gregarious and outgoing, inspiring people worldwide. The team was forged by pressure from different struggles. One became a spiritual leader holding his family together. Another came from Africa, feeling pressure to succeed for his father. One grew up in poverty with a brother in jail. Another battled back from injury and academic scrutiny to achieve the highest GPA at the Final Four. The championship journey was pressure-packed at every turn. A walk-on hit consecutive shots that cut a 12-point deficit in half. In the championship game, the team overcame a first-half onslaught with 4 consecutive three-pointers. Don't fight pressure. Let it propel you to greater performance. Michael Jordan put pressure on himself to be the greatest in every game. That was his driving force. After a crushing tournament loss raised retirement questions, the truth became clear. Coaching wasn't just a job, but an identity. The resolution? Enjoy coaching, stop agonizing over trivial matters, and approach each day as if your contract depended on it, because it does. When crafting your one-day contract, consider the mindset you want to instill. Workers who report lower fatigue focus on learning, finding joy, setting goals, helping colleagues, showing gratitude, seeking feedback, and reflecting on their work's meaning. At day's end, honestly evaluate if you've earned another day. Not all adversity is self-induced. Losing an infant son, losing a best friend on 9/11, these tragedies aren't about choices, but survival. Work becomes therapy. After passing a lie detector test, different advice emerged. It's time for you to eat your 10 tons of crap. Fight for your family by accepting the painful truth-telling process. The hurt will go away with honesty. That promise proved true. While some leaders resign after scandals, others face them head-on and influence millions worldwide. Staying on the job proves crucial to recovery and eventual success. At 24, coaching meant winning games. Past 60, it's about the people you've guided. 28 former assistants became head coaches. One started as a student manager, eventually leading an NBA team. Another went from running nightclubs to heading a Division I program. The most successful coaches pair incredible drive with genuine humility, a combination enabling continuous improvement and resilience. When a Nigerian player became permanently ineligible for unknowingly violating rules, help him finish his education anyway. Despite visa issues threatening deportation, he used basketball skills professionally to save for graduate school. He's now a business executive. Your bridge is crowded with former players and coaches who found success, many bringing others along. Their achievements are their own. You merely handed out assists. Nothing brings more joy than helping people cross that bridge. Loyalty builds trust. Forgiveness allows for a crowded bridge. This is the one-day contract's ultimate promise. Focus on today, help someone cross a bridge, and tomorrow will take care of itself.